Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Smile and welcome somebody to church. Look at the person and say, may the Lord deliver you from all evil. I didn't hear, say, may the Lord deliver you from all evil. Tell the person, turn to the dead side. Say, the Lord deliver you from all evil. Lift your right hand up and pray for yourself. Say, may the Lord deliver me. Say, oh God, arise. Deliver me from every evil. Can you tell him that? Deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me. Oh God, arise, arise, arise. Arise in your majesty. Arise by your power. Arise and deliver me, deliver me, deliver me. Deliver me from all evil. In the name of Jesus, deliver me from all evil. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Everyone marked for evil. Lift your right hand up. Let's pray together. Say, we come together as a church. Say, any member of our church that has been marked for evil, say, they are delivered from evil. Can I say, they are delivered, 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 they are delivered from evil, they are delivered. Everyone marked for evil, they are delivered, they are delivered, delivered, they are delivered from evil. Everyone targeted for evil, everyone monitored for evil, they are delivered this morning, they are delivered. Everyone targeted for evil, everyone monitored for evil, they are delivered, they are delivered, they are delivered. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Whatever evil has been programmed into my future, I am delivered. I am delivered, I am delivered, I am delivered. Whatever evil has been programmed into my future, I am delivered. 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 I am delivered from every form of evil. Every evil program against me, program for me. I am delivered, I am delivered, I am delivered. I am delivered from evil. We give you all the glory and honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 6. Ezekiel 9, verse 6. Slay utterly old and young, both maids and little children and women, but come not near any man upon whom is the mark, and begin as my sanctuary. You know, God wanted to strike Israel, and he first of all called his angel and sent them as they put the mark upon the righteous on the land. And then after I give this command, now go into the land. Utterly destroy, starting from my sanctuary, anyone that does not have the mark of protection upon him. Lift your right hand up. Say, mark me, Lord. Say, mark me by your blood. By your blood of exemption. Can you pray? Let the mark of exemption be upon me, be upon my children. Let the mark of exemption be upon me, be upon my children. The mark of exemption. Let the mark of exemption be upon me and my children. Let the mark of exemption be upon me and my children. Let the mark of exemption be upon me and my children. Let the mark of exemption be upon me. Let the mark of exemption be upon my business. Mark of exemption. Let your mark of exemption be upon me. Ike le kete lebo koria kate lebo kuria kata. Let your mark of exemption be upon my children in this country. Let your mark of exemption be upon me. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Nothing can just happen to me anyhow. I have the mark of exemption upon me. Hello, is that your confession? Say that, let me hear. Nothing can happen to me. Nothing can happen to my family. I have the mark of exemption upon me. I have the mark of exemption upon me. Nothing. Not even the angel of death can attack. No kidnapper, no assassin, no robbers upon my house. Nothing can attack me. I have the mark of exemption upon me. I have the mark of exemption upon my family. The mark of exemption is real. It's real over me. The mark of exemption. I am exempted from evil. My family is exempted from evil. My business is exempted from evil. My career is exempted from evil. Everything concerning me is exempted. 1,000 shall fall by my side, 10,000 by my right side. It shall not come near me. From now on, let no man trouble me, for I bear all my body. The mark of exemption. Let nothing trouble me. Let no evil trouble me. Let no evil come upon me. I bear all my body. The mark of exemption. The mark of exemption. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Tell somebody, say, hear the word of the Lord. You are exempted from evil. I didn't hear that. Say the best. Say, tell, hear the word of the Lord. You are exempted. Say, you are exempted. Lift your right hand and say, devil, hear the word of the Lord. Say, I am exempted from your evil. By the mark of the blood, by the mark of the blood. I am exempted by the blood of Jesus. I am exempted. I am exempted. I am exempted. Yamalebo Kuriabada. Our God is our refuge and our fortress and ever present help. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow. The sun shall not smite me by day, nor the moon by night. The angel of the Lord encampeth around those that fear him. I am exempted. I am exempted. In the name of Jesus. Isaiah 43 verse 19. No shaking. I am exempted. Behold, gross darkness can cover the earth, but in the midst of it, the light of God shall shine upon us. We are exempted. Anyone named by TCI, they are exempted from every wind this season. In the name of Jesus. And behold, can you read from me with me? Let's go. And behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers. Can you pray? Can you prophesy? Say, let new things begin to spring forth for me. New things. New things in this human. Let new things begin to spring forth. New things. New things. Let new things bring forth. Let new things come around. Let new things begin to happen. New things. Let new things. Let new things. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. Lift your right hand and say, by your mighty hand. Let your mighty hand begin to do new things. Let your mighty hands begin to do this. Your mighty hand begin to do it. Allah wa ta'ala. He's turning things around. New things. New things. By your eyes. Let them speak for. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Now we are going to act by the hand of the Lord. You are going to be naming those. Don't say new things. Name the new thing you want. Are you here? Can I say new openings, new experiences, new things? Lift your right hand and say, by the hand of the Lord. Say, I begin to experience. Say, new things, all around me. By the hand of the Lord, by the hand of the Lord. By the hand of the Lord, by the hand of the Lord. New encounters, new seasons, new models, new ways of doing things. New things, new things, new things. New experiences in my family. By the hand of the Lord, we give you all the glory, we give you all the honor. We magnify. Lift your hands to me, let us thank Him. We give you all the glory. We worship you. Our God, you are worthy. Let Him hear your voice. We give you. Give you all the glory. We worship you, our God. Just bless Him, just worship, thank Him, bless His name. Thank Him, just thank Him, just thank Him, thank Him. Thank Him, lift your hands to Him and thank Him. Bless Him, exalt His name. Exalt His name. We thank you. So we return all glory to you, the only one that does great things, the only one that will always have His way, the only one that is our Father, the only one we can boast in, the only one that speaks and backs it up, the only one that does not disappoint. To you we come this morning. We give you all the glory and the honor. Blessed be your Lord Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat. Hold on. We have been looking at operating in the supernatural. Most of the time, we see people living supernatural life, having supernatural experiences, and we have come for the past 2 months to show you that the supernatural is natural for a child of God. And we started looking at it systematically. How does a child of God live the supernatural life? And the first thing we say is that by living by the word of God, reading the word of God, following the instruction of the word of God, that is the foundation of how to live the supernatural life. Any supernatural that is not of the word of God is an illegality. It is fake. So you live supernatural life by the word of God. And we move from there. And say the second principle, the second way by which you live the supernatural life is by faith. And faith is the currency of heaven. Faith is a lifestyle of a believer, because he said we walk by faith and not by sight. While you're on earth, you walk by sight, your physical senses and everything. But if you want to be on earth and enjoy the things of heaven, which is supernatural, then you must key into the things of heaven by faith. And so on earth, you can enjoy the supernatural by faith on earth. So apart from the word of God, by faith, you live the supernatural life. And so we have been looking at living by faith, and we have said many things. I want us to read today as we continue studying about living by faith. Let's look at Romans chapter 4 and read from verse 17 to 21. Romans chapter 4, as it is written, I have made you the father of many nations in the presence of God in whom he believed. Who gives life to the dead and calls into existence things that do not exist. In hope, he believed against hope that he should become the father of many nations. As he has been told, so shall your offspring be. He did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, or when he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. No distrust made him waver concerning the promise, concerning the word, the promise of God. But he grew strong in his faith and he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he has promised. That is why his faith was counted to him as righteous. Abraham was known and is known as the father of faith, a friend of God and a man of faith. And briefly, in Romans 4:17-22 is a summary of how he was called, why or how he became the father of faith. Let me just give you the summary of it. He had no respect for prevailing circumstances or present realities. Abraham looked at the challenge in his faith and said, even though there is a challenge, I still believe God. He looked at himself. He was 100 years old. Nobody has been able to impregnate anybody at that age. Maybe. If you say maybe, okay, look at Sarah. The womb was dead. But he did not have any respect for the prevailing circumstance. He had no respect for present realities. He only had respect for the Father, for God, whose word he had in the past. And it was accounted to him as righteousness. Sir, ma, it's time to look your problem in the face and say, my God is greater than you. That is it. It's time to face your fears. It's time to look at it eyeball to eyeball and say, even though this is the present reality, I can hear God telling me this, and I go with the word of God. Look at it. If you look from verse 17, Abraham believed in the God that is able to give life to the dead. So maybe he read the Bible or Genesis, God appeared to him, or there's a writing, or there was an experience at that time where somebody was dead and God brought him back to life. So he believed in the God who brought the dead to life. Look, see, look at your life. What did God do in the past? You know that it's only God that can do it. In your present circumstance, when the challenges have been, look back at that past and say, the God that did that can do that for me. That's if you cannot remember the word of God, but your experience are even limited. Go back to the word of God, the one that spoke and things came to existence. You can trust him. You can believe him. This week is time to arise and look at what is making us afraid. What looked as if it's not going to move. Look at him and say, you might look big, but my God is bigger than you, and you are going to move. Have no respect for the prevailing circumstance. Have respect for the word of God. Can you help me tell someone? Say, have no respect for the prevailing circumstances. Say, have respect for the word of God. Especially, you must have heard God. Number two, he believed that God is able to call anything that is not in existence into existence. Brethren, if you understand Genesis 1 very well, you will enjoy God. Many of us have not taken time to read Genesis chapter 1. If you have verse 2, he said the world was without void and everything upside down. Nothing in existence apart from the deep, apart from water. And the Lord started speaking. And everything your eyes can see today came into existence in 6 days. Including the ones hidden. So when God wanted to create the chair, He spoke the tree. The tree came up. In the tree was hidden the chair. In the tree was hidden the roof. In the tree was hidden everything that a wood can do. He spoke them into existence. Everything that God has spoken into existence, what you are looking for is hidden in one of them. It is already in existence. God calls the things that does not exist into existence. So Abraham believed God that if God can do everything in Genesis 1, then He can do my own for me. He can call it into existence. Look at that challenge in faith, in the face, and say, my God can call things that does not exist into existence. And I believe in. Are we in church? Hello, are we here? Remember, everything created by God talks, including your problems. The problem spoke to some people. They didn't come to church last week. Everything speaks. You must learn to speak. The third thing that Abraham did in that passage is that against hope, he believed. He had hope. Against all odds, when things were hopeless, he believed. Against all odds, he believed. Against human reasoning, he believed. Listen, when God speaks, everyone is silenced. Against the natural, against what he can see, against the problem, he believed. Many problems we have is that we choose to believe what we see more than what God has said. This morning I invite you to believe God above the circumstance. I invite you to believe God above what you hear. I invite you to believe God above what you see. Above all, I believe. Lift your right hand up. Say with me. Say, above all the odds. Against all the odds. Over all the odds. I believe. Say that again. Let me hear you. Against all the odds. Over all the odds. Say, I believe. I believe. Say, I believe the word of the Lord. I believe. I believe. I believe, I believe, I believe. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So faith has no respect for prevailing circumstances. Faith has respect for the word of God. For heaven and earth and those prevailing circumstances shall pass away. But the word of God shall not pass away. Hello? That problem you thought would kill you in secondary school, can you remember it today? In secondary school. Was it jam? Was it admission? I can't remember. What were secondary school problems? Okay, boyfriend, girlfriend problems. Now you are married with two children. You have forgotten that boyfriend. You were crying at that time. If I don't marry this man, I would die, I would die. You are still living. Bouncing in the Lord. Bouncing in the Lord. Bouncing in the Lord. Where is that problem? Your present circumstances are temporary. The word of God is permanent. Hello, are we here? It will soon pass. Believe the Lord. Lift your hands and let's pray. Say, I believe. Say, I choose to believe. I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe. Say, I choose to believe you. Say, I choose to believe you, Lord. I choose to believe you. I believe you, I believe you, I believe you, I believe you. I choose to believe you. I choose to believe you. I chose to believe you. I chose to believe you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. You know, my favorite part of Hebrews chapter 11 is around verse 32 to 40, 32 to the end, 32 to 36, where people believe and they were still not delivered. They believe they were sown into two. They believe lions see chop them. But they believe. That's my favorite part of it. There was a day like 6 years ago, I can't remember, when that small church, I came to church on a Wednesday to lead prayer. And the Lord just asked me to ask a question. I asked people questions. You know, one of the questions was there anything you prayed for in the past and God did not answer? and you were angry with God, and later you went back to thank God. Is there any? Come and sing. And so we didn't have prayer meeting that day. I just asked people to come to the front and be sharing their stories. You will be shocked. Some didn't marry the person they want to marry. Somebody shared about their friend. They wanted to marry a guy, and they have done introduction. They have picked marriage date. And before you know it, a month or so to the marriage, the man said he was not doing it again. The person was crying everywhere. The man went and married the best man, the best lady. Fire. Now fire, you people, they call every time. When God wants to take you through process, if you like, catch fire, call fire, you will go through it. You know what happened? 3 months after, the man died. God delivered her from widowhood. She didn't know. It was as if God was against her. Hello. Faith. Against all odds. We believe. And if it still does not go according to our plan, we still believe the word of God. Have you read that level of your Christianity? I choose to believe him. Even if it doesn't work according to my plan. I believe, because at the end of the day, I will see the reasons. It will be much more better than the beginning. Are we here? Do you understand what I'm saying? So against all odds, against the present circumstances, believe. 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 Number two for today. Living by faith. Number one, it has no respect for prevailing circumstances or present realities. Because reality is only found in God. Everything is temporal. Number two is the fact that faith speaks. Please, if you get this part, you are good. Help me tell somebody, say, faith speaks. I didn't hear you. Tell somebody, say, faith speaks. 2 Corinthians 4:13. 2 Corinthians 4:13. I want the whole church to read with me. Let's go. Okay, once you go, since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what has been written, I believe, and so I spoke. We also, we do what? We believe, and so we also. Sir, I don't know your heart. I can't see your heart. There is no believometer that measures your belief of your heart I can see. I can only see your belief by what you speak. There is no believometer, faithometer anywhere that measures your faith, that measures your belief. The only way we measure it is what you say, is what you say. There are many people that are not believers. They are churchians. They are churchians. They say everything contrary to what the word of God says. They lead prayer. They raise hands. They sing in choir. But if you hear the word of their mouth outside their church, it will kill faith. It will kill belief. That is why they are still stagnant where they are. That is why it looks as if God is not getting this up. In fact, they still put their hope in a political leader as a Messiah. I pity you. Romans 10:8-10. Go and bring Pope to Nigeria. The system is not changed. It will not work. The system must change first. If the system does not change and a saint becomes a sinner in Nigeria, if the system does not change, I tell you, if this system does not change, if this system does not change, if this system does not change, a saint will become a sinner. If I become the president today, would you come for me for contract? Pastor, remember when I was in the choir, give me contract. If I don't give you, what happens to me? Now you will not be the problem of the country. And you think one person will change the country? Forget about it. If this system does not change, a saint will become a sinner in this country. And we have seen many saints in this country. They have become sinners. Before they went there, they were wonderful. When they got there, what happened? Some time ago, there was somebody all over the country, noise everywhere. When he got there, what happened? What gave you an impression that the new noise will not do the same thing? The system of saints, or else saints will be sinners. If they open somewhere for some of you and you see dollars, will you be able to turn back without pilfering? You never see money before. You say you don't see. I beg, let's talk faith. Lift your two hands up. Let's pray together. Let's pray. In this nation, there shall be no anarchy. Say, we come against every anarchy. We come against every anarchy. In this nation, we come against every anarchy. We come against anarchy. We come against anarchy. In this nation, we come against anarchy. In this nation, we come against anarchy. We come against anarchy. We come against anarchy. We come against anarchy in this nation. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Let's go back. Romans chapter 10. But what does it say? The word is near you. In your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we remember. 2 Corinthians 4:13. We believe, therefore we speak. And he's saying the word of faith is in our heart. Because if you do what? If you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be. So what you believe in your heart, what do? You speak it with your mouth. Believing and speaking and saying goes together. What is in your heart and what is in your mouth goes together. Your mouth is a gauge of your heart. Your mouth is a gauge of your heart. Your mouth is a reflection of what is in your heart. Correct believing will lead to correct confession. I don't care who you are. I take you by your words, not by your belief. I don't know your belief. You can come and say, I believe in Jesus. That's not it. What you say is a reflection of your belief. Let me tell you this. What you say is what God listens to. What you say is what God takes you by. He said, by your word you shall be condemned. By your word you shall be justified. Not by your word, not by your heart. By your word, because your word is a reflection. It's a good reflection of your heart. If you say, I have given up on after 2023, after there is change, that is when I believe something good will happen in this nation. Yes, for you. You have put your life on a pause on the 2023. Keep suffering now on 2023. And then, I pray that the person you believe will win, you win, so that your heart will not be breaking into pieces. The heart attack will go day for 2023, for three different camps. At least two camps will get heart attack. We are waiting as pastors to mend the broken heart. Especially church members, we are here to mend your broken heart. Shake Bele, another 4 years here. Woe betide the man that put his trust in man. So confession is stating what you believe. If your confession is wrong, your belief is wrong. I don't believe anybody can make this in my family. Yes, you. You have spoken your belief. So shall it be unto you. We are not able to go to take that land. We are not able. God says, say yes, you have said so. You are not able. Your mouth has spoken your belief. Help me tell somebody, beware what you say. Tell the person, let me hear you. Listen to me. A wrong confession glorifies the devil. A wrong confession is a declaration of the supremacy of the devil. Your confession is your belief. Your confession is your doctrine. Your confession is who you are. It is who you are. That is why he said, it is not all who say, Lord, Lord, I will get there if I have the time. Beware what you confess. Can we move forward? Mark 11, 23 to 24. Until you understand that what you believe is what you confess, you don't move from the point that you are. Many are looking for work, job. But they are speaking against the country. The country you are speaking against cannot grant you work. It cannot. You think you are the only one that hates our leaders? Ah. Some of us cannot say some things publicly. We are angry. But Nigeria, I love you. I will never say anything against you. He that is willing and obedient shall eat the good of the land. Hello, am I here? You are saying it's true. I'm saying because of Jesus. So I obedient. Somebody said it's true. You said it's true because of Obi. But I'm saying it because of Jesus, not because of Obi. Obi has become some people Messiah. Jesus is still my Messiah. I didn't want to quote that scripture. I just made a mistake. The thing came because of we people. And quickly they took it. Mark 11, 23. Truly I say to you, whoever does what? I didn't hear. Whoever does what? Says to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that what he says will come to pass, it will be done. Take it back to verse 23. I want us to count the number of say or say it there. Say or say it. Let's go. 1, 2. Let's go. Truly, that is what? Whoever that is, be taken up and thrown into the sea and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that what he says will come to pass, it will be done. Give me King James. Let's read it. Let's count it in James. I want you to see the number of say against the number of believe. Faith speaks. What did I say? I said faith does what? Speak. Very, I say one to you, that whoever shall say to unto this mountain, be thou removed and be cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he said for shall come to pass, he shall have what he is. What you said that you have, not what you imagine. For says, you are not speaking, you are thinking too much. It's time from moving from thinking to speaking. Hello? Hello? So if you are given an opportunity to say, what will you say? So what that scripture is saying is that we must believe. We must say what we want. We must not doubt what we are saying. We must believe that we will get the answer. And we must say it in prayer. Verse 24 speaks about prayer. We must say it. Give me verse 24. Say it in prayer. This was one of the earliest scriptures apart from the Lord's Prayer that was used to teach me prayer. I was watching Casey Price, and I think this is one of his favorite scriptures. I think Mark 11, 24 is Casey Price's favorite passage. And he will say, therefore, I say to you, what things soever you desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And how do I know your belief? By what you say. Many people want to get married this year, but they are not saying it. God spoke and things gathered together and came to be. Many people want to change work, job this year. They are not saying anything. God has not heard them. The devil has not heard them.
The atmosphere has not heard them. They have said nothing. They have said nothing. All what the atmosphere hears is their complaint. They keep complaining. And you know what? Did you notice that what you keep complaining about gets worse and worse? Why? You have what you said. This country is favoring me. I'm moving higher and higher. No evil experience for me this week. This week, everyone that meets me favors me. This week was made for my favor. This week is favorable to me. This week is favorable to me. Hey, that shall arise and have mercy upon Zion. For the third time, it's here. This week is favorable to me. As I get to that office, everybody favors me. Everybody favors me. I put on myself the cloak of the Lord Jesus. I put on myself the righteousness of the Lord. And everybody favors me. Everything favors me. This week, everything favors me. This in everything favors me. This week, everything favors me. You know, as I'm making my confession, some people are looking at me the same way they will come and look at me the day I'm sharing my testimony. The lookers will look. The sayers will have it. You are waiting for me to say, oh yeah, say. No be me, oh. Keep looking. Hello, you came to look. Keep looking. Keep looking. He shall have whatever. He does what? He says. Exercises 5:6. This is like a warning. Look at it. Let not your mouth lead you into sin. And do not say before the messenger that it was a mistake. Why should God be angry at your voice and destroy the work of your hands? New King James or King James? There's a word translated messenger. That word means messenger, it means minister, it means angels. Look at this. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Neither say thou before the angel that it was an error. What he's saying is this. Is that angels of God are all over the world waiting. You know, if you read Psalm 103 verse 20 or 107:20, it says they do what the voice of the word of God says. Psalm 107:20. That is where many people miss it. Psalm 107:20. I don't tire now. Is it Psalm 103:20? Psalm 103:20. Okay, that's it. It says, bless the Lord, all ye his angels. You mighty ones who do his work. They do what? Obeying the voice of his word. So the voice you give to the word of God. Once it's the word of God, and you give a voice with, the angels carry it and they do it immediately. You are not speaking, sir. You are speaking your heart. You are speaking your frustration. You are not speaking the word. No one enjoys the supernatural without speaking the word. Angels don't move when you don't speak the word. So Exodus 5:6 is telling us, angels are available. When you speak the word, they do it. Now, don't say a negative word and they do it for you. You will not say it is an error. Do not say before the angel that it was a mistake. So when you tell your child, go need that phone, it no go better for you, your child. The angels are there. Good angels, bad angels. Demons take it and say, you have handed this child over to us. We will make his life miserable. And they make the life of a child miserable. Don't say it was a mistake. You said it. For some of you, the record is on Facebook, is on Twitter, is on WhatsApp. How will you erase that record that has become a legal ground for demons to do you the way you are being done? A man that lacks understanding will suffer. Sir, what are you speaking? Hebrews 10:23. Can we all read together? Let's go.
Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering. For he who promised is, it is that confession of that hope. Give me King James. King James uses faith. Let's read together. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful. Is a word that we confess. Is a word that we hold fast to. He is faithful. That promise. He is faithful. That promise. Can I shock you? The devil is also faithful. The devil is also dedicatedly faithful to bring to pass your negative confessions. In fact, he takes it more to the extreme, even than what you said. After you said it, he does it, and he now uses deductive and inductive reasoning to deduce and induce even what you did not say, and reinterpret it and do it for you. Hello? What are you saying? If you are saying now only Canada, Pacific, make them now. Get to Canada before you say so. While you are here, say good things. Hello? Go to Canada, we'll visit you. Good country. Enjoy yourself there. Don't say bad things where you are now. Until you change your location, don't change your confession. Don't put yourself into trouble. What are you saying? What are you saying? What are you saying? There's one thing that God asks us to say. He wants us to believe in our heart that Jesus is Lord and to confess Him with our mouth. That is the only way we are saved. Not by bearing Mary, not by going to church. Lord, I believe in my heart and I confess you. Can we bow our heads? Let us just close this. Is there anyone that is ready to confess with his mouth that Jesus is Lord so that Jesus can save him from all those things? It's time to say it with our mouth. You believe Jesus is the Son of God? Yes, you believe. But have you confessed Him as your Savior and your Lord? The problem is that we have not confessed our belief. The day you confess your belief, the devil leaves you. And today you want to give your life to Him so that He will save you. Wherever you are, you want to give your life to Christ, you want to confess Him as your Lord because you believe in His heart. Can you lift your right hand up? Don't let today pass you by. Can you just lift your right hand up? Lift it upward. Lift it upward. Don't do half lifting. Lift your hand up. Lift your hand to Him. We thank you. They will put a card in your hand. Just put your hand down after they put the card in your hand. We thank you. We magnify your name. We bless you, Jesus. If they be giving you a card, somebody waving at you at the back. Please, ushers, let me touch them. Let them go to meet them at the back. You have been giving a card. Somebody is waving at you at the back. Just stand up in faith. Stand up confidently and move to the back. Just stand up. Let's move them to the back. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. We thank you. For every other person, please lift your hand up to the Lord. Let's pray together. Say, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Can I pray? Say, help my unbelief. Oh, Lord, arise. Help my unbelief. Help my unbelief. Say, Lord, help my confession. Help me to speak the right word. Help me to confess the right word. Help my confession. Help me to speak the right word. Help me to confess the right word. We give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
God bless you.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Buskap Buari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.